Black women have launched a historic reproductive justice agenda, a fight rooted in centuries of struggle for autonomy and equity. The timing is critical, as black women face maternal mortality rates 3 to 4 times higher than white women. Additionally, nearly 7 million black women of reproductive age live in states with severe abortion restrictions. The 2025 agenda includes groundbreaking sections on menopause care, recognizing that black women enter menopause earlier and experience more severe symptoms. This holistic approach reflects the framework created in 1994 by 12 black women who coined the term reproductive justice. The fight for reproductive autonomy emerged from a horrific history, including forced sterilization laws between 1907 and 1981. In North Carolina alone, approximately 5,000 black women were sterilized by the Eugenics Board between 1933 and 1973, often without consent. This practice, sometimes called Mississippi appendectomy, affected figures like civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer, who was sterilized without her knowledge in 1961. Economic justice is a core component, as reproductive restrictions have severe financial impacts on black women. Eliminating barriers to abortion access could increase black women's annual earnings by 9.6% and boost labor force participation by 1.4%. This translates to over $18 billion in additional annual earnings for black women, addressing the current wage gap where they earn just 69 cents for every dollar paid to white men. The 2022 Dobbs v. Jackson Supreme Court decision exacerbated racial health disparities, with more than half of all black women of reproductive age living in states with abortion bans. Research suggests total abortion bans could increase pregnancy-related deaths by 33% among black women, a stark and alarming statistic. Project 2025 further threatens reproductive justice by proposing a nationwide abortion ban and increased surveillance of pregnant individuals. Systemic racism drives the maternal health crisis, with black women experiencing maternal mortality rates of 50.3 deaths per 100,000 live births compared to 14.5 for white women. These disparities persist across all socioeconomic levels, demonstrating that education and economic resources alone cannot protect black women from systemic racism in healthcare. Black women have consistently led grassroots organizing efforts for reproductive justice, building on decades of activism. The 2025 policy agenda offers over 125 specific recommendations across three pillars: healthy body, healthy families and communities, and healthy democracy. These recommendations cover contraceptive equity, comprehensive sexual education, safe abortion access, gender-affirming care, paid family leave, affordable childcare, and fair wages. This comprehensive approach reflects the understanding that black women's ability to make reproductive decisions depends on economic security, political power, and freedom from violence.